Hey everybody, this is Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and I am so frustrated right now. I can't even see straight. Last night, disaster struck, and I know you're like, oh, you're exaggerating. No, I'm really not. Watching the hockey scores come in last night was just horrific. I wanted to bang my head up against the wall and say, why did you make that play? Why did you do that? Why did you not do more research? For anybody that betted on hockey with me last night, I was 2-9. Yeah, you heard that right. 2-9. Which made us 9-17 for all bets yesterday. I was so mad. I haven't been to bed. I am so jazzed up that I can't sleep. So I guess we're just gonna push through today. And we'll go to bed early tonight about 11 or 12 o'clock before all the games are finished and get up tomorrow morning and hope Friday was so much better. Because as much as I bragged about our week-long overall record, I just blew it apart with yesterday's betting. So overall this week, 3 days of bet or 4 days of betting, we are 62-64. Yeah. It's awful. We have bet on 126 games and we're not even at 50%. I don't know if you can tell. I'm a little bit frustrated. Baseball is not that much better. And the one sport. Today is your NBA episode. And I'm going to throw hockey in on this one too. But as much as I've been griping about the NBA setting players down, I've actually been doing good on it. For the week, we're 19-14. So NBA is saving us and winning us some money. So let's do the picks for the NBA first. Let's talk Indiana versus Utah. I'm playing two picks on this. I've got Utah. You guys know I never left the Utah bandwagon. Just some of their spreads, the numbers have been way too high. Them giving 14, 15 points is absolutely craziness. So we're taking Utah tonight at -9.5 points because they're playing Indiana. Now, I fully expect some of the Utah players to leave the game early or not play tonight, but that's okay. We're going under 233.5. I got that at -105 at about, I guess it was 6 or 6:30 this morning. And because Indiana's not very good, and I look for Utah to rest some of their players, do some load management, that's the reason why I'm going under on that one. New Orleans versus Washington. Everybody is saying that this is going to be a great game. I don't know. I don't think so. I took New Orleans minus the 2 points at -109. But I don't think Bill plays tonight. And I don't think this is as good a game as what a lot of people are thinking it's going to be. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Detroit Pistons game, Oklahoma City just, even when they win, they don't look good. And I need to quit watching highlights of them. I need to quit watching games of them, because every time I watch them, I think they're getting worse. And that causes me to want to automatically not look at research, but to pick against them. So I had to really force myself to look and consider, because Detroit is a very average team also, and so I did take Detroit minus the 2 at minus 110, and I just really do. Oklahoma City has had a lot of problems this year, I think, in the locker room, and I think it's continuing. Now, to keep up with picking home teams, I'm going to go with the Phillies, or Philadelphia 76ers, I guess, over the Clippers. Philadelphia's home tonight. They're minus 2.5 points. I don't know that this game is going to even be that close. I don't think Joel Embiid rests tonight or anything. I think that he goes after the Clippers. So I'm looking for a Philly win. We've got Orlando versus Toronto. This is the same thing. Toronto's playing at home. And Orlando is just not that great. They're a very average team. And so I took Toronto minus 2 at minus 110. And then Charlotte, Brooklyn. Brooklyn is one of the teams that's really getting on my nerves, because I know they're thinking they're doing what's best for their team. I know that they're thinking, you know, we have already pretty much made the playoffs, and there is no point in the big three playing. Well, I kind of have news for them. There is a point in the big three playing, because they haven't played together all year. And while I think KD is probably the best all-around player right now, the issue is he hasn't played with the whole team, and he hasn't gelled. And I just really think Harden and Irving need to quit setting out. They need to get their act together before the playoffs come. I'm going over this game. 224 is the points. I think it goes over. I've told you guys over and over. I think Charlotte shoots a 3 fairly well. And I just think this one's going over. Denver and Houston, I also think is going over. And it comes down to, they don't play defense. Now, I know that I have told you guys, Houston is the worst team in the NBA. They really are. But Denver is falling apart here lately. The thing is, both teams can score when you don't play defense. So I'm going over the 224.5. As bad as I hate to do it, because these two cities don't like each other, I don't think the teams necessarily have a rivalry going. And I know the coaches don't. But Memphis versus Chicago. This one, I don't see it being close. Chicago has been playing a lot of games in very few days. I think they've got tired legs. Yes, I know Memphis has played a lot too, and they're flying to Chicago. Well, guys, look at the map. It's not that big of a flight. And, you know, I just think Memphis handles this one. They're minus 4 points for minus 110, but I just do. I think Memphis handles this one. Now, I may shock some of you with this pick, because I'm picking Miami. But remember, it's the Miami Marlins, the baseball team, that I'm having issues with, not the Miami Heat. they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. Sometimes they don't always score, though. But they're playing the Timberwolves. So we're taking Miami minus the 6.5 points at minus 110. And then it's Portland versus San Antonio, and you know this hurts me to the core. But I'm going against the Spurs, which will mean they'll win, probably. You probably should fade me and take the Spurs. But I really think that Portland tries to make a showing. They don't rest all their players. And they're minus 1.5 points at minus 112. And I just think this game will be close, but I think Portland has their number. Now, everyone seems to think this is the game of the night. Maybe it is, because when you look at the schedule, it's just not a very good schedule. But I don't know that this is necessarily a game that I would go out of my way to definitely watch. Again, because you don't know who's setting down. I want to see Porzingis and Doncic play a whole game together and just blow the Knicks out. I know it's not going to happen, though. So, I am taking Dallas minus the 5.5 points to beat the Knicks. But I'm nervous because 5.5, if both Porzingis and Doncic sit down, I don't know if the Mavs cover that. But if only one of them sat, then I think we're okay. So that's your 12 picks in the NBA. Now, let's go to hockey. I don't even like saying that. They've made me mad. But anyway, we're going to go to hockey. We've got 5 picks. Period. I think there's 6 or 7 games tonight. 5 picks. And I'm trying. I told you, I've been jazzed up. I've been researching. I'm going to try to, not that I don't try to do my best all the time, but I'm definitely trying to do my best now. So, San Jose versus Minnesota. You guys know what I normally do. I would just automatically click and bet Minnesota. And I still think Minnesota will win tonight. They're playing at home. San Jose has had a couple tough series. They have looked good, but I just think them going to Minnesota, I think the Wild get wild tonight, and I do think they win. But because I'm questioning myself a little bit, I took the over. Over 6. Remember, 6 is my number. So I took the over 6 at plus 102. And we're going to hope there's some scoring tonight. Same thing with the LA Kings versus Colorado. Yeah, I think Colorado will probably win. I didn't like the numbers. I just didn't. And so we're going over 5.5 goals at minus 125. We want people to score tonight. Then we've got Calgary and Montreal. And I know some of you are going to think I'm crazy. I'm not. I think the Calgary Flames will win tonight on the money line. They just have to win at plus 122. And then the New York Islanders versus Boston. I know, Boston has some kind of problems. They've had some injuries, but so have the Islanders. The Islanders did some trades, and they've been on a little bit of a hot streak, whereas Boston hasn't. Boston's at home tonight. They have something to prove. the Islanders are 4-1 against them this year. The very last time they played, Boston won. I think Boston gets the win again tonight, and they try to get their team back together. Vegas versus Anaheim. I know I told you guys Wednesday, I guess it was. Tuesday or Wednesday. I got mad and said I'm not playing the puck line anymore. Or at least this week, I'm not playing the puck line. Yeah. Well, I'm playing the puck line on this one. I guess I just don't live up to my word. I broke my word earlier today, earlier this morning, I guess. So I'm doing it again. We are taking the puck line. We're taking Vegas minus 1.5 goals. They've got to win by 2 at plus 116 against the Ducks. The Ducks, quack, quack, are awful. They're 1-6 on Fridays. And Vegas is 6-1 in Anaheim. They're 14-3 against Anaheim. And the numbers just tell me they're going to win by more than 2. And so we're believing in Vegas. I love Vegas, the city. But anyway, as always, I wish you guys the best of luck on these 17 picks. We're hoping to turn it around. We want this cold day that we had yesterday over. We do not want it to turn into a cold streak. So, bet responsibly. Do not bet any more than you can afford. You do not have to play all 17 picks. Believe me, after yesterday, I don't know that I would listen to me either. So, we're hoping to get back on a hot streak. But if you think or anyone around you thinks you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER and answer their questions honestly so that they can give you the help and support and the referrals that you need. And guys, I hope I am in a lot better mood when you hear me tomorrow. I will talk to you soon, and I'll see you down the road.